Okay. This is our last meeting. I'll go ahead and go through the minutes from the previous meeting, and then we'll have a prototype presentation. Then we will do an evaluation, but we'll see what we need to have under the criteria for the evaluation. Then we'll go through the finance and see if we fall within the budget. Then we'll do the evaluation, and then we can finish up after that with the changes that we'll need to make, or hopefully everything will fall right in line. See, minutes from the last meeting, we looked at the trends. We had the fashion trends, that people want a fancy look and feel. It was twice as important as anything else. They liked fruit and vegetables and the new styles, and a spongy feel. So we were talking about trying to incorporate those into our prototype. We wanted limited buttons and simplicity. Then we looked at the method for coming up with our own remote, looking at other devices. The iPod, we really liked the look of that. We also had the kids' remote for simple idea, a two-part remote, which was what we were originally looking at. And then there was talk of speech recognition becoming more predominant and easier to use, but I think we still decided not to go with that. Then we looked at the components, the materials for the case, the different energy sources, the different types of chips, and made a decision on what we were going to use to make our remote. And basically, what we're making for the prototype. So, I'm going to leave it at that and let you guys take over.
Prototype,
yeah. Do you need this?
No. Yeah, basically, we wanted the color yellow. Working on the principle of fruit, which was mentioned, is basically designed around a banana. But it would be held in such a fashion, whereas obviously it wouldn't be that floppy because this would be hard plastic. These would be like the rubber grips. So that's fine. Helpful held the grip. Like the ergonomics of it. But all the controlling would be done with this scroll wheel, to use your imagination a bit. And this here represents the screen. Where you go through, and the simplest function would be almost identical to an iPod, where that one way through channels, that way other way through channels, volume up and down, and then to access the more complicated functions, so you press that and go through the menus. It's that simple. That just represents the infrared beam. That's a simple on and off switch. I don't know, we could use the voice. That blue bit should be that where the batteries would be, I suppose. And that's about it. It's as simple as you can make it, but there's anything else off.
That's what we have. That's plastic covered with rubber. We might add some more underneath here. Maybe give it a form. I mean, you're supposed to hold it like that, but just if you grab it.
The actual bag is smaller.
Think about the bottom.
Yeah.
Either put either one on either side there.
Not
do
it
all.
Just
it's a quick on and off button. That's I think it's pretty important, so you don't have to fiddle with that.
Okay.
That's that. I'd say a bit smaller would probably be nice.
Yeah.
Pulling that over there.
Yeah, it's from the side out. Heavy photo.
Pretty right.
Pretty impressive.
Well done.
Kind of a banana.
Yeah.
And whether or not it would fall in to the cost is another thing, I suppose, with the scroll and the LCD.
Well, luckily, we are going to find out. Or, not luckily. Do you have a marketing presentation for us?
Okay. You guys are going to help me do an evaluation of the criteria. So first, I'll just discuss some of the criteria that I found just based on the past trend reports that I was looking at earlier. And then we will do a group evaluation of the prototype. And then we will calculate the average score to see how we did. So the criteria we're going to be looking at are the complaints that we heard from the users who were interviewed earlier. So we're going to be doing it based on a 7-point scale. And one is going to mean true, that we did actually achieve that. With seven being false, we did not achieve that. Okay. So for the first one, we need to decide, did we solve the problem of the users who complained about an ugly remote?
I think it's definitely different than anything else out there. So if they think that what is out there is ugly, then yes. I would say most definitely. It's bright.
It's nice.
It still has your traditional black.
It's curved. It's not what I'm showing. Angles to
me. Not angular.
I'd say. When it comes to the ergonomics, the form and stuff, yes, that's definitely more beautiful than your average. However, the color.
Yeah, I think the colors detract
that.
A little bit.
That has been dictated pretty much by the company, so.
That's true.
To answer that honestly, I would rather say, we have not solved the problem completely.
Yeah.
Anymore because the color is ugly, definitely. There's nothing you can say about it. I much prefer something like brushed chrome in that form. But.
Yeah, something more modern to go.
Right.
With a modern color to go with the modern form.
But it's different. You don't want your 3 feet huge LCD display in your living room that's hanging from the wall to be controlled with something like that.
Okay, so do you think since this was assigned criteria, do you think maybe we should put it somewhere in the middle then?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
What do you think? 3, 4?
I would say 4.
4 is fair, okay.
Very non-4.
Okay. The second one, did we make it simple for new users?
It's very intuitive, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do the controls now match the operating behavior of the users?
Yeah. We've got it down to basically 4 controls with the most common chart, and channel and volume. And then the other one is just a matter of scrolling through and
scrolling through and selecting a few.
So one? Yeah. Okay. The fourth one, how about the problem of a remote being easily lost? One of the number one complaints. Whether you want to or not, you're not going to lose it.
But if we were to speech recognition, we may just use that solely for the
So if we incorporate speech recognition into it, then.
Just use to find it if it's lost. So you know, so easily. it's not going to fall like a rectangle or slip down behind things. That's going to be a difficult shape. So.
But one is quite bright and
very in the middle again, 3 or 4. So.
Okay.
I mean, you know, losing things is one of those things that people lose.
Yeah.
In a million ways, you can pick it up and walk away, and then you lost it.
That's true.
But if we did go with the speech recognition, then our scale goes up, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Probably
2. If we eliminate the fact that, you know, it's impossible to guarantee that it's not going to be lost,
yeah,
then I'd say 2. With speech recognition, which of course may be changed depending on budget.
Yeah.
You could add an extra feature, actually, which makes this thing raise hell when you remove it too far from television.
Yeah.
We could have that, but that's nothing we have thought of.
Which,
so far.
Which may be cheaper than speech recognition if it was just a
annoying alarm or something.
Yeah.
Suitcases and stuff where you have one piece that's attached to your luggage and another piece that starts moving, that can cost much.
Yeah.
So that can also easily be integrated because these things are small enough to hide. So you have one piece glued somewhere behind your TV, you stick it behind your TV, and then you have
it. Afraid that you don't accidentally lose that piece.
Right. That'd be something. But also, your remote would alarm you if somebody stole your chips or your television.
So, are we adding one of these two features?
That's
are we gonna say?
One of those features,
okay.
And say yes.
Okay. So we're back to a 1 or 2?
Two.
Okay. Okay. Are we technologically innovative? From iPod. But for remotes.
There's a lot of yellow. Of course, I wasn't really forced to take that color.
2? 3?
I don't know that we are that innovative.
But how many remotes do you see like this? Not so many.
We added the screaming factor. Then we go up. I would say we're probably at 4.
Really? Okay. Gonna hurt us. Okay. Spongy material.
Yeah, we do have a lot of
yep.
Some spongy much is sort of
made of
honey.
Okay. It's not a 1 though. 1 would be the whole thing.
Because it's only got
to fold and stuff.
These parts of the grips and perhaps the back side, the
yeah.
Bottom, the underneath on the back.
So that's a 4, I probably 4.
And lastly, did we put the fashion in electronics?
Yes.
I'd say we did.
Your fashion is Carmen Miranda? You betcha.
Well, the recent fashion of the Roger display in the LCD and
it's
the way you operate it and the form and the color, but it definitely is.
It's what we were told. Yes, I am. Okay.
All right. Now I just. Gotta calculate 6, 8, 12, 16, 17 divided by
2.4.
Well, I haven't done math in years. Oh, no. Okay, we'll say 2.42. Right? How's that look?
I'm impressed. I can do that without a
calculator.
It's been a while.
And what is the acceptable criteria? Is there like a scale that
you have to hit? Oh, no. It just told me to pick my own criteria and have you guys evaluate it, basically.
Okay.
that.
Okay, let's see. How we get to the budget. You didn't know that you were gonna have a budget. But we do.
Oh my gosh, okay. Yeah, we'll go with that. Not too shabby.
I have here
50%, you're kidding.
Yeah. You want 50% profit on this. I can't really see that very well. 12.5 euros is what the cost is. Okay, so. Come on. Let's see. So, at the top, I don't know if you guys can read that or not. I can't because I don't have my glasses on. But so, we've got the energy source. There's 4, 5, 6 categories. We have energy source, electronics, case, then we have case material supplements, interface type, and then button supplements. Okay. So, first of all, energy source, we picked battery. And how many batteries do we think this will probably take? Probably some, either 2 or 4.
Two.
Like it.
Four is going to be too heavy, so that's not our problem. People can change it every month.
Excellent. This is consumerism. All right, so for the electronics, our choices are simple chip-on-print, regular chip-on-print, advanced chip-on-print, sample sensor, sample speaker.
Advanced chip-on-print?
That's the advanced chip-on-print.
Okay, I have one of those. Okay, and then the case is probably a double curve. Case materials are
plastic.
I guess it's 2, since one for the top, one for the bottom. Mm. Is that right, or is it just one?
No.
Maybe it's 1 because of that.
It's just one single mold can do that.
Okay. I guess it doesn't matter because the price on that one is 0, which is nice.
Uh-huh.
Special color?
That's not a special color.
Right, yellow.
Especially ugly color.
Interface type, we have push button, scroll wheel interface, integrated scroll wheel push button, and LCD display.
Yeah.
So we actually have the LCD display,
mm-hmm.
And then is it the integrated or
that's
is it?
Right.
Yes.
Okay, button supplement, special color, special form, special material.
We could, of course, make the buttons wood. Same mahogany or something.
It'd look really lovely.
Or titanium. The cost is all the same. But we only have one button, so really, we shouldn't be charged. We shouldn't be charged anything for the button supplements.
Yeah,
I have a blank.
Okay. We're going to leave that one blank because we run on an LCD and scroll. So our total is 15.5, which I believe
that's too much.
Is like 3 euros over.
So we go for the hand dynamo.
So the only thing better than a banana-shaped remote is one that you shake.
But what if you completely took out the one single button we get on and just had a scroll wheel interface and the LCD display? I suppose the LCD display is almost pushing off a bit. Yeah,
well, because we have to have both, right?
Yeah. I mean, let's face it, it also depends on the software on the television. You can have the information that this thing transmits displayed on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, yeah, let's
take well, you can maybe take out the RCD stuff, yeah. Like, even if it comes up on the computer itself, on the TV itself.
So we may not need the LCD display?
Not as possible, yeah.
Right. We may not need it.
There you go.
And there we go.
There we go.
12.5. Okay. So we just remove our
screen here. Get a bigger dial. Even easy to use, huh?
Besides, look at what the LCD does to our lovely remote.
Okay.
Back to the design room, boys.
So we can just take away a heck of a lot of it. There you go.
What's the blue part?
That was just
that's the batteries.
There you go.
There you go. It's pretty simple.
Looks more like a banana.
Yeah.
So
maybe the one that works is.
Okay, so costs under 12.5 euro. No, we redesigned it.
Yeah.
Now it's yes. Next slide. Project evaluation. Project process satisfaction with, for example. Room for creativity, leadership, teamwork means new ideas found. So I guess that I think that perhaps the project evaluation is just supposed to be completed by me, but I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Kind of fill in some time there.
What did you think of our project process?
Great. Yeah, I think we're going to call it well. Yeah.
Good teamwork.
Half an
hour. Oh, I'm jumping down.
Yeah. Start from the start of the day.
Yeah.
We sort of knew where we were going to start with that.
Well, we started off a little weak. Our leadership was quite weak in the beginning. but as the day went along, we had more idea of what we were doing. Room for creativity, there was that. I think we tried a lot of different things, and I think it was interesting as you guys brought up more information and studies that we were right on with a lot of those things. And you guys worked together well as a team. And the means, which
yep.
was the whiteboard and the pens.
Super.
I had some problem with the pen, I think.
Minus your PowerPoint fiasco.
Well, that's not my fault. It's
no, I know.
People I work for.
Income.
Heads are gonna roll.
You have a list of employees that you would like fired.
Yes.
Okay. New ideas found?
Kind of.
Yes, for the remote, maybe no, not for
technology.
Closing, costs are within the budget, project is evaluated, complete the final questionnaire and meeting summary. That's it. I still have to do my minutes from the last meeting. So there will probably be another questionnaire coming up.
I might have
and
a while.
I'll have to check with the main boss whether we can, what goes on after that. But that's the end of our meeting.